you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Boys, whoa, hey, yeah, boys, that's the first time you made a mistake, Natalie, coming in, so I'm not going to give you shit, but that was a big one. That was, by the way, that was just par for the course with Shannon in that seat, though. Every time I try to speak into this microphone, it wasn't on, so I'm going to give you a fucking pass today, Nat. Natalie, thank you very much. Zach D'Amico, international superstar, what's up, motherfucker?
How you doing, brother?
I like the fact that your hair is growing back in now.
Yeah, I feel good.
Yeah,
it's way fuller than people expected it to be.
Well, I think it grew back in different than before you cut it.
Yes.
Like, it's whatever's going on with you, it doesn't make any sense.
I'm getting my shit together.
Yeah, you are, though. You've lost weight.
Yeah.
Zach, you've lost fucking weight, dog.
Yeah, I'm getting my shit together.
How long has it been since you drank?
6.5 weeks.
You know what? Get him a fucking drink.
Nope.
Let's go. Drugs?
Just weed. I quit everything else.
Everything?
Yes, everything.
Ooh, you're lucky we're not going on the road tomorrow anymore.
I know.
Ooh, I would have fucking made you do some drugs. I'm not going to let you fucking live a full, healthy life, dude. You're going the way of Chris Farley.
Ditto, motherfucker.
You need to... No, you see, I'm fine, though. I'm fucking Jack Diesel. I can do as much cocaine as I want.
Oh, I hope you get hit by a bus. Yeah. I hope you get hit by every fucking jiu-jitsu class in the world. I hope...
Walking across the highway in my gi and my white belt, because that's what I do. I live right by my jiu-jitsu studio, so I walk to it, and people see me like I'm a goddamn... Like an adult...
That's what people yell from across the street. Gi!
They think I'm a retarded person. They think that I'm a big retarded guy that wears a karate uniform and I walk the neighborhood.
By the way, that's one of your old jokes and you've manifested it.
I know. I have. Anyway, look, we have an incredible show planned today. Let me introduce our guest. You guys know him from, speaking of, all around great fucking comedian. Nothing to plug on here. Maybe I'll have something else to plug, but Shannon didn't give me anything to promote on my little cheat sheet here. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Will Silvins is here.
What's going on, everybody? How y'all doing?
What up, kid?
What's going on?
Dude, we're fucking movie stars together now, dog.
I know. I don't think we could talk about
it. Well, I'm not talking about anything. I didn't say anything. I just said we're movie stars together. Yeah. That's it. I said nothing else.
That was a good scene. Thanks for having me. I don't know who canceled, but thanks for having me.
No, nobody canceled. You were booked already. You told me you were booked a while ago. That was a joke. Okay. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, very happy to have back on the show. It's been a while. I thought you didn't like me. It's been so long. What? I assumed that she didn't like me anymore. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, from That Time of the Week podcast, it's Maddie Smith.
Hello. No, Louis, I've just been booked like a motherfucker.
You've been booked.
Yes.
Good.
At 11 a.m. every Tuesday for the past 3 years. Actually, I did Ari's podcast, and someone commented on the YouTube, haven't heard from her since she did Real Ass Podcast in 2017, thought she quit. Then I said, I got to contact Louis.
This is a big, this show's a big deal.
Yeah.
People don't talk, they don't realize it, but this is sort of like the in show. If you get on this show, then everyone's like, oh shit, is this person important? I don't know.
Everyone.
We'll see what's up.
So. Every time I do this podcast, UTA calls. They're like, hey,
UTI.
We're dropping you. UTI. I get a UTI. Sorry, I mix it up.
Cranberry juice. You'll be fine.
Who's UTA or who's UTI?
UTA is UTA is an agency.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh. Yes. Hell yes.
Is that a new agency?
I don't think so. I don't know.
It's United Talent, right?
Yeah.
My agent's just a fucking Italian guy.
Yeah.
Just a fucking big meathead Italian guy.
Well, it's your jiu-jitsu
Cuomo?
Coach.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Is it Cuomo?
Yes.
It's Cuomo, yeah. New job. New gig.
Look, we have an incredible show planned today. We have a lot to talk about on today's show. I'm very, very excited about this this pairing. I don't know if do you guys know each other?
We met today.
We met today, just a few minutes ago.
Nice to see you.
This is a big deal.
Yeah.
The old guard, the new guard. This is fucking incredible.
Yeah. I'm on Wildin' Out, so.
She's on Wildin' Out. Oh, shit. You look like you auditioned for Wildin' Out.
Battle you at all.
Two seasons before it was Wildin' Out.
Yeah. Before Nick Cannon was born.
All right, look, we have an incredible show planned today. Let's get our plugs out of the way and let's just fucking get into it because we got to fucking roll straight through. Plug it up, plug it up. What do you got to plug, Maddie? Besides that Time of the Week podcast, what else you got going on?
This comes out today, right? Every day?
It's live and it'll be out in like 2 or 3 days on YouTube and iTunes.
Saturday, I'm headlining Bohemia Governors. Come out, guys. It's kind of in the middle of nowhere, but I'll be there at 7 p.m.
Maddie's fucking hilarious.
Yeah,
if you guys,
come through.
If you don't know, she's a very, very funny stand-up comedian. She was killing it on the Roastmasters when I was hosting the Roastmasters back in the day. Go out and fucking support her. Wear your skank shirts. Wear your real-ass podcast gear. Don't heckle her. They do that sometimes.
I don't care.
They just start yelling out fucking rape, rape. You're like, what is that? Is that a fucking, and you're like, no, that's a real ass podcast bit. Like,
no,
the whole thing.
It's a bit.
Don't do that. It scares women. Guys, go yell rape, rape at every male comedian in the country. I want you to, but not the females. I don't want to be fucking responsible for that. Will Silvitz.
You can check me out weekly at the Comedy Cellar. I do my show on Mondays, New Joke Night, and Wednesdays with Cypher Sounds called The Chemistry Set and my podcast called Talk Clearly with Cypher Sounds. Also, I'll be at DC Improv November 4th.
Zach?
Instagram, Zach is not funny. And check out my other shows on the network. Zach Nico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at Midnight. Bye Guys with Ian Fidance on Thursdays. And Catalyst Wrestling. Catalyst Wrestling will be coming back to New Jersey this September the 17th. We're in Jersey City. Live show. We have a couple tickets left. Look them up online. Go get some tickets. Come hang out. It'll be really fun.
This cart just stopped working. I have to fucking bring it back to my dealer. God damn it. What a fucking nightmare. What a true nightmare. Anyway, yeah, guys, I won't be smoking weed on today's show. I'll tell you that much.
It'll be boring.
Fuck. Fuck my asshole. All right. Anyway, look, guys, live shows. We had to move tomorrow night's BJ Ryan show. Have some other stuff going on. Can't talk about it. It wasn't, you know, it's Connecticut. It's a Thursday. It's fine. We're going to make that show up. I promise you guys. Don't worry about it. We will give you guys another date very, very soon on that. I'm going down to the Creaking Cave, though. I'll be headlining September 30th through October 2nd. I think Zach will probably be coming with me to those shows. We're going to figure it all out. But grab those tickets. I think they're going up on the website today. At the very least, when this comes out on iTunes, the tickets will be up. I'm going to Toronto in December. I'm going back out to Cali. I'm doing the improv in Ontario in December as well. A little bit of a break before this Jason Ellis fight, which is hopefully still happening the week after Skankfest. Skankfest South happening November 5th through 7th. In Houston, Texas, guys, the relaunch, we launched another 100 daily passes. They sold out in 20 fucking minutes again. It's over, guys. If you want to come, that's that. It's too late. You can't buy tickets. I am going to be giving away tickets on this very show every single week leading up to Skankfest starting in October. The entire month of October, we're giving away Skankfest South passes. So all access passes, that's probably the only way you're going to be able to get all access passes is by subscribing and listening to the Real Ass Podcast live here on the Gas Digital Network. If you love the show, support us and subscribe directly. GasDigitalNetwork.com gets you the entire on-demand library for every single show that we have. 20 shows on the network. We're launching a couple new shows as well right now. We have a couple shows in the works. I'm very, very excited to announce in the next week or so a very, very popular guest on all of the Gas Digital shows. I'm excited to start working with this guy. It's a guy. That's a hint. There you go. Hints every day until we fucking drop that new podcast. GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. You get instant access to everything. You get the on-demand library. You get the racist live chat, which is fucking bumping, dude. If you want to see naked female comedians, the Gas Digital live chat.
If you would like to save $6.99 a month.
It is really a conglomeration of all of their OnlyFans in one place, guys. It really
are their OnlyFans.
Yes.
Oh.
They really do just, they post a lot of nudes of these chicks. And I like them, and I appreciate it. And I'm looking at them right now. So, guys, please go subscribe. Use that promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. You save $1.50 a month. Keep the membership. Twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. Subscribe to our iTunes. Leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. One reviewer every month we give away a free pair of or a free merch package to. Good or bad. So, all right. That's it. That's all I had to say. It was a lot of plugs. It's a lot of plugs. Get them out in the beginning. If you don't get them out in the beginning, guys, then people fucking check out. Right now, they're focused. They're like, all right, get through these plugs. Let's go.
Plugs.
Yeah, get it up in the front.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. So, look, we have a lot to talk about. It really is a great time to be alive. First of all, shout out to OnlyFans. Did you hear?
They reversed the decision. Yeah.
They went back.
What?
One day.
Yeah.
They reversed.
I was going.
The titties are safe.
I was going to open a poetry show on OnlyFans.
Well, the titties are safe. Obviously, the titties have always been safe, but it was the actual.
The clams are safe.
The open. The clams. The spread clam is now something that still exists on OnlyFans.
So you could show everything.
Well, you could fuck at everything. They were trying to get rid of, like, quote unquote porn or like super sexually suggestive shit.
Because they was trying to get a sponsor that I was going to give them big money or something.
There's a lot of stuff. And like MasterCard, there was a history of MasterCard like holding off payments on like Pornhub in the past.
Yeah.
And so OnlyFans didn't want that to happen.
It's weird. I'll tell
you. It's all money.
We have, specifically, we have like rules with our hosting company. We can't, like, I can't penetrate Shannon on camera.
Right.
I'm not allowed to do that.
Not allowed.
Okay? It's the only, literally, the only reason that that doesn't happen on this show is because our hosting company that we work with to host our media will not, we will not, because you have to have a specific company. It's offshore. Like, dude, the porn is a fucking weird category still. To this day, there's still weird shit that goes behind the scenes when you're fucking showing penetration on camera. Right, Shannon?
Right, it's the of only course.
Reason. Yeah, so this is a big deal, though. This is a big deal for a lot of these girls, and honestly, a big deal for me.
Tumblr. You know, you heard about Tumblr. They removed all their porn like last year.
Yeah,
they got rid of their porn.
Tumblr just shut down. I thought Tumblr shut down.
No, they stopped doing porn. I haven't
even heard the word fucking Tumblr in a hot minute. I forgot about Tumblr. I forgot that was a whole thing.
But the thing is, they try to get all the porn out. They still porn on Tumblr. Like if you. Like, it's not even like you don't have to search hard. It's like, you know what I'm saying?
I jerked off to porn this morning. I had a nice porno jerk session.
As opposed,
au natural or VR?
Wait. Au natural.
As opposed to what? Like, what's the other option?
Well, because I've been sort of off the porn.
Oh.
And you do memory?
I do memory and then my own personal porn that I personally make.
I watch myself fucking.
Like American Psycho. Yes. Yeah. Like, it's very crazy.
But you did porn this morning?
I went back to straight up porn. X videos. Went there.
X and XX.
Searched it out. Searched out a teen casting. Not a casting couch, just a teen casting. Couch is too specific. Sometimes they cast on a fucking, in a car. Sometimes they cast it in a park, Maddie.
I've seen that
outdoors. You need to open your goddamn mind.
My mind is open. My clam is open. I'm ready to go.
Join her OnlyFans now.
Yeah, join
mine. How many of those are real?
What?
Those casting. Are those?
It's fake,
absolutely
right?
None of them.
Are they all sure? Are you serious?
It's all fake, yeah.
I jerked off to them thinking they were real.
Well, you can tell yourself it's real.
Will's going to try to get the cum back in his dick.
Is that possible?
I don't know. You could try, though. Yeah, it's like sucking up like an anteater.
Yeah, like you squeeze your dick really hard to get that suction. Trying to get shampoo back in.
Yes. You got to make sure he gets enough air.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
I thought they were real, though. Some of them look kind of real, though, don't they?
I am sure that there is a real casting. Like, there's real cat. There has to be, like... But the problem, you know what? I thought casting couch was real just because of the way that it was like some. All right. So the girls aren't like good actors, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
None of these girls are good actors. No offense to the porn industry. I'm not fucking trying to hate.
Mm-hmm.
These bitches can't act for shit. Mm-hmm. Comedians can't act. Why do I have to pretend that fucking porn horse can act? I got to either. It's fine. Do what you want to do with your body. I'm not saying we can't pretend that you're good actresses, though, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be canceled for this, Maddie. Stop your shit.
I agree.
Thank you.
Well, I'm tweeting on the side. Luis Gomez hates women.
These girls are not good actresses at all. So a lot of the times you will see they go up and they're like kind of acting nervous or natural. You're like, they're fucking nervous right now. And then they take their pants off. And sometimes they're not like, they hadn't shaven in a week. And they got almost like they didn't know they were going to be seen naked. So I almost buy it that it's real, but that it's been confirmed that that's not real.
I think
the paperwork you have to do and the you have to sign everything. They need your ID and everything before they would do anything. You're pretty aware of what's going on.
ID, they test you for STDs.
Oh, yeah, you need an STD test before you're allowed to shoot.
Oh, it's so fucking
It would be weird if they were like, hey, do you want to come do this photo shoot? Oh, by the way, can you get an STD test first?
By the way, do you have AIDS?
Yeah.
Well, you think in the 1800s that they didn't have to test for STD just before STD? How long was STD? How long STD's
pretty recent.
STD test? How long was
it? How long STD's been around?
Oh, forever.
Oh, forever.
Ever, ever?
But yeah. I think Benjamin Franklin died of syphilis.
Forever, ever?
Like the Garden of Eden? Even...
Adam and Eve, I think, started it, yeah.
You think they had STDs?
When the snake came into the garden, that's when syphilis started.
You think Adam fucked one of these animals and then brought the STD?
That was not a hole in that apple. That was a herpes. Yeah. No, I'm sure STDs used to just take motherfuckers out.
You didn't? Yeah. I think Ben Franklin died of syphilis.
I thought it was George Washington had it, too.
I think every founding father had it, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it killed Ben Franklin.
Yeah. It's been around for a minute.
Yeah, and so Shannon, look this up. When did STD...
John the Baptist had an STD, right?
I don't know.
That's why he was doing the water thing.
Let's see, the man was riddled with STDs. Ben Franklin. Oh, the man was riddled with STDs. Ben Franklin was spreading that fucking dick around, doggy. He's like, here, hold the end of my kite with a key attached. That's my dick.
Feeling electric.
Go. Crippled him into his old age. Even worse, he kept sleeping around and spread the disgusting diseases he contracted abroad to the United States, where they live today. None worse than the disease that took his life, syphilis. Wait, he brought STDs to the U.S.? No. Oh,
that's what it says.
Are we saying Ben Franklin is the real ass dude of the week?
Is he the Columbus of herpes?
He is. He's a real
ass dude. But they said STDs. He's got more than one.
Yeah.
He brought to the U.S. One might feel he's real. He's a real
ass dude. Wow.
A lot of like old time people, I think, that died and went crazy as they died. It's because syphilis fucks up your brain.
Oh,
so do you prefer we didn't have electricity or we have electricity, but it came with STDs?
I don't know, man. But the way you said the sentence was hilarious. I gotta be honest with you. It was a lot of W's, and I didn't realize how funny it was going to be. I mean, you know, I lost track of what you were saying halfway through. I was like, that's hilarious, dude. Whatever Will's trying to say is very funny. Adolf Hitler suspected to have had syphilis. Al Capone died from syphilis.
Yeah,
dude, I got an STD test like a week ago, and my doctor still hasn't gotten back to me yet.
Oh.
He's on vacation.
No news is good news.
He went on vacation.
No news is good news, right?
He saw Lewis's results, and he's like, book me a trip to Florida.
Yeah.
I'm set for the rest of my career.
No news is good news.
100%.
Maybe.
That's also for my career as well. No news is good news.
He probably saw that you got syphilis and Delta combined and formed a new...
Doggy.
Yeah.
I can't. If I had an STD right now, it would be a whole to-do. I couldn't even. I've never had an STD in my life. Maybe. In my life.
Ever?
Never.
Crabs.
Never ever.
Crabs.
Ever ever?
Crabs.
Never. Have you had crabs?
Nobody gets crabs, you old man. You fucking, you're stop showing your age every minute, Will. You look young. You look like you're fucking 20.
Did you guys know crabs are real little tiny crabs?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can we see crabs? I've never actually even looked at images or videos of miniature crabs.
I thought crabs was just a figure of speech.
No, they're little
crabs.
Yeah.
You can put Old Bay on them.
I ate crabs last night with my son.
These crabs?
Let me see.
Ew.
Old Bay is what Will calls his girlfriend.
Hey. Dude, they're built like
hilarious. Dante.
Yeah,
if you want to get in the bitch's pubic hair.
if you say ill, right? But let's say that was big and that was on your plate with some Old Bay sauce.
Put some butter and there slurp it right up.
Hell yeah.
But the fact that it's tiny is calling your pelvis. In your pelvis, that you got ale.
A steam pot. Go back. I want to see more images of these. Ew! Oh. They are... adorable. You gotta admit, they are pretty fucking cute, dude.
They're cuter than bed bugs. You ever seen bed bugs?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Bed bugs are gross.
Bed bugs are gross, yeah.
Do you ever try to kill a bed bug? They don't die because they already flat. They
we'll get outsmarted by a bed bug.
You know what I'm saying?
I've never seen a bed bug.
Can you show a bed bug?
Will tried to step
really...
on it. Looked up at it.
Can we see a bed bug?
Hey, if you lay real still, Will thinks we're flat.
No, I'm serious.
No, they are flat.
Yes, I know.
Let's see.
Ugh.
Oh, you can't see sideways.
Oh my god, dude.
The female's thick though. Look at her.
Yeah. Dude, one time me and Kim stayed at a shitty hotel. One time me and Kim stayed at a shitty hotel and there was a bed bug. I mean, we found the bed bug and it fucking ate her alive. Dude, she had bites. Oh, it was goddamn awful.
That's disgusting.
And we were like, how dare you, Super 8 Motel? It was such a shitty motel.
Yeah.
We're threatening to like sue them, and they were like, yeah, okay.
Go ahead. $30 a night.
What are you talking about? Wait, like, did you lay out? Are you one of those people that go to a hotel and lay out, use a cabinet, use the drawers for your underwears, and hang all your clothes up? And
I'm staying alone, I live out of my suitcase for the whole week. I don't ask for room service. I don't ask for anything. If I'm with my chick, like, yeah, then you got to put everything away. You got to fucking treat it like it's a home.
Oh, okay, dude, I've stayed in motels for like 5 days, and I'm like, no one comes in but me. I want this to be a fucking no lights, fucking blinds closed.
Yeah,
when I was scary, just me only.
When I was drugging, it looked exactly like you think it would look. I turned the heat up. All the shades are fucking drawn. It's fucking dark as hell. Just one light on over a fucking, dude. Oh,
I say
the fucking desk at my hotel. Oh my god, dude. It's a goddamn nightmare.
It looked like a Christmas village.
Did somebody break a snow globe on your table?
I stayed.
Why is there glass and dust everywhere?
I stayed in Austin one time for a month and a half. And no sir. And then 3 weeks in, the front desk guy said, "Sir, are you okay?" I'm like, yeah. Okay, because you had the do not disturb sign. Like, yeah. I mean, is this the first time?
So you never had anything change?
I don't want nothing. I changed.
A month and a half is pretty long for.
Well, I get new towels, obviously, yeah. And I'll change my own bed sheets. I'll ask for bed sheets, but.
Shannon, what was that?
Someone's phone or some electronic sound happened.
Something happened.
It was a ghost in there.
Something happened. It was a fucking ghost.
What did it say?
It said, "Keep making Will talk. It's hilarious."
Make Will say electricity again.
Electricity. I can say electricity. No, you can't.
I think what happens is you speak clearly for the first three syllables, but if it's anything more than a three syllable word, then it starts to fall off.
I can't say the home of Boston State.
I still don't know what you just said.
The home of Boston, Massachusetts.
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 Massive two shits.
Massachusetts.
Oh my god, I ate Chinese food last night. I gotta take massive two shits.
I thought someone said it sounded like I'm saying two shits. But I say two shits, but Massachusetts.
Were you born? Somebody told me you were not born out of this country.
I was born here in Brooklyn.
That is fucking wild.
What'd that mean?
Because you have such a thick Haitian accent.
My parents are hardcore Haitian.
Your parents are dinosaurs. What are your parents that you speak this way? It's impossible.
What?
You have a very thick accent. The fact that you were born here is bonkers.
Yeah, I thought you were from Haiti.
Yes, we all thought you were from Haiti.
Shout out to Haiti, by the way.
Shout out to Haiti. Are they still out there?
I think they're suffering right now.
Yeah, we don't.
Nobody's even talking about the suffering of Haiti anymore.
Well, they just had a hurricane, right?
Hurricane, yeah. Earthquake.
Every hurricane.
President got assassinated.
I feel like Haiti, like every hurricane just starts off on the shores of Haiti and just tears through it just to get going.
Yeah.
Poor Haiti. So in the end, the president got shot. We didn't know shit about that president got the shot. No offense. Do you care about Haiti? Do you actually?
Of course.
You do. You have Haitian. I don't know. I don't give a fuck about Puerto Rico. I don't even know if we have a president.
Have you been to Puerto Rico?
I've been to Puerto Rico like 7 times.
Like not the Bronx. Like Puerto Rico.
No,
Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico. And I stay in a resort like a white person every single time. And I treat the Puerto Ricans like they're beneath me every time. I tell my son that. I was like, these are beneath you.
You speak Spanish?
Yeah.
Fuck no, dude. Fucking speaking that mud language.
What the fuck?
Speak American. It's goddamn America. I wish I had a fuck. We need a sort of American drop.
And then do it in Spanish.
Dude, do it with like a merengue beat behind it. A merengue American song.
Wait, is merengue Dominican?
Dude, don't. I understand that the Dominican Republic is connected to Haiti. So here he goes. Every time he's trying to shoehorn Haiti
into the conversation.
My country.
I thought you get it. Dude,
salsa is Puerto Rican, right?
I don't even know, dude.
We don't know.
Holy shit, Gomez.
Salsa's delicious when I eat it with chips and some Mexican food.
Get it from Chipotle.
I'm not a good. I'm not a good Puerto Rican or comedian, so you're going to have to deal with that. Today, on today's show, we will find out both. Luis J. Gomez is not
two more kids, you'd be Puerto Rican.
I know. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. It's over. I know my girlfriend's just going to one day, she's going to take her birth control out. And she's like, I'm pregnant. And that's it.
What do you mean would. Take it out? You don't take it. You just stop taking it. You don't
take it out. She's got a...
Oh, she got that chrome? No, she's... she got that Iron Man thing?
No, she's retarded. She puts the pills in her pussy. Building up a stockpile.
Yes, I did that for a while.
That works too, right?
like a suppository. Yeah. No, she has a UTI. IUD.
UTI.
A DUI.
She has a DUI.
IUD, that's the metal chrome thing, right?
Yeah, it cuts.
Yeah, it's a little fucking...
Copper.
It's a little thingamajigger. It's a little bug.
Copper or plastic.
It's a little metal bug they put up inside of her.
I heard it hurts.
It does for a second.
It hurts the tip of my dick when it scratches against it sometimes, yeah.
When I got my IUD, my gynecologist said, don't tell men that you have one because they'll think they're hitting it because every man thinks he has a 13-inch penis.
Oh, really? Yeah. So
that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Listen to me.
She said, don't tell me.
That's not the sperm?
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so you're right. You guys are right. It's all the way up there. We're not actually hitting it. It's not a fucking... Andrew Schultz used to have a great joke about an IUD. He was like, you ever feel it? Like, you put your finger on a girl and then feel it? And you're like, hey, you left some garbage in your pussy. Because you can feel it. Yeah. It's not that deep back there, okay?
She said don't tell
it
anyone.
It scratches the tip of my dick every single time, and I do not have a particularly big dick. I have an okay-sized dick. Okay?
I have a sized dick.
No, you have a massive cock, I'm sure, Will. There's no way, dude. Well, if you have a... How many inches is your dick, Will?
9.5 something.
Fuck
oh
you,
my
dude.
God.
Is that just average for you? In Haiti?
Haiti.
About when it's hard.
Average is 8.
What about when it's
hard? What about when it's hard?
And when it gets small, it's really small. Like it's like Bruce Banner and the Hulk. It's like
Yeah,
everyone.
Smart Hulk, though. No, his dick wears glasses.
No one should ever see a soft penis.
Penis size by country. That's that's the average penis size in Haiti. That's it, 6.3 inches. That's still a good almost inch bigger than mine.
Yeah. What's the average size in the U.S.?
I'm going, that's not that big. That's pretty big for the average size in Haiti. Yeah.
What's the average in the U.S.?
4.5, I think.
4.5?
Yeah. No.
At least the guys I'm with.
Get the fuck out of here, really?
I don't know. Look it up. Maybe it's 5.
Your average that you've been with is dudes with 4.5?
No, I just thought I read something about 4.5 being the average for guys in America.
She's like, I read something. My memories.
I read it online.
What is the average size in America? I'd love to know this now. And let's go back. I also want to know who has the biggest dicks in the world.
Yeah.
It's got to be some African country. Let's
okay,
see.
5.
The penis model based on previous studies, distributions of America, erect penis length is estimated 6 inches. No, that's not true. That's not true.
I feel like they're rounding up.
Yeah, come on.
Lewis is like, I'm below average.
No way. I am. I'm not. I've measured sex, but I mean, I'm talking about like, I gotta fast for like 48 hours. I gotta fucking dehydrate myself. I gotta start measuring, like I gotta push my ball meat back.
It has to be throbbing.
Sex?
First of all, you can't measure from underneath. If you're measuring your dick, it has to be measured from the base top.
The base, yeah.
Top, yeah.
Just go small dick guys measure from underneath.
Yeah. And they throw a little ball
in there. Underneath is
they throw a little ball in there.
With the balls, isn't the ball stopping?
You know, well, you gotta get all technically like an asshole.
I got tiny balls.
Ecuador, let's see, the countries with the largest erect penises.
Ecuador, okay.
6.93 inches in Ecuador? No fucking way. Those little Ecuadorians? What's the average height in Ecuador? They're like 5 feet tall.
Haiti's the top 5.
It's like Oompa Loompas. Cameroon, 6.56 inches. So these are all averages. Zambia, the Netherlands. Some big old fucking Nazi cock. Hell yeah. Dude, Germany's got to have some big... You got to have a big dick to be German, dude.
I will prove that wrong right now.
Are you German?
I'm half German, yeah.
No.
Yes.
Are you half German?
Well, half German, half Italian.
Because I feel like we would have explored this before on the show, his Nazi roots.
You Nazi?
The Nazi roots is my favorite band. Good. Haiti is...
Presenting Jimmy Kimmel!
Yeah. Haiti is... Haiti's up there, dude.
Hilarious.
Gambia, the Netherlands, Cuba, Zambia, twice? No, Gambia rhymes with Zambia. There's a Gambia and a Zambia. Yeah.
All right, now let's read these 10 Asian countries at the bottom.
The smallest. No way. The smallest, Cambodia. Oh, how pathetic is Cambodia? Oh, I wish we had a Cambodian man here right now. Can we hire a Cambodian to be a part of the Gas Digital Network?
I'm not being a dick. We're 10 for 10 Asian, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cambodia, Burma, Taiwan, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Hong Kong, Bangladesh, Thailand, Vietnam, and Malaysia. Yeah,
I can't see it in between us, Thailand.
Yeah, motherfucking Massachusetts, bitch.
Massachusetts. Malaysia, Vietnam. Wow, dude. But
these are countries where it's populated with people. So they fucking, a little dick or big dick.
No, the average, yes, it does. You're saying they're fucking no matter what.
Yeah, they fucking like crazy.
Well, I mean, look, fucking Maddie can go be queen of Cambodia right now. She loves it.
What's that? But in my tight little puss, feels big. Feels like a Haitian.
Oh, shit. Dude, does Haiti still have crazy AIDS rates?
No.
They had crazy
AIDS. No, they don't charge for it anymore.
They had crazy. The AIDS was out. They were fucking, a lot of AIDS happening. What happened to the president, though? Can you tell us what happened? Do you know what happened to the president?
He just got assassinated, and it's still growing, like, as far as what happened. But it seemed like some people from the U.S., some people from Dominican Republic, some people from wherever, and just plotted to get them, but I still don't know the details, so I'm the wrong person to ask.
Yeah.
Hello? Hello? Too soon?
No, we're good.
Oh, no, we're all, because when you said assassinated, I didn't realize. So it says he was shot 12 times, had bullet wounds to his forehead and several to his torso, but then this is where he returns. His left eye had been gouged out, and bones in his arm and his ankles had been broken, according to one of the judges conducting the investigation.
Oh, so they tortured him first.
Mm. Yeah, so it wasn't like he was given a speech and like, bang, bang. Like, this was like a long
time. This was at nighttime, I believe.
They tortured him first. They broke his bones and gouged his eye out before they killed him. What did they want?
Lower taxes. Seems like a pretty strong response to a politician.
No more potholes.
Better transportation.
Which country had before Haiti last president assassinated or leader?
I don't even know.
It's been a while, right?
I don't.
I feel like it happens more than we know. We just are not smart people. Like, I feel like there's South American countries.
I feel like in Africa they're fucking killing presidents left and right, dude.
Nah,
I'm
going to assume here, if you become leader in some country, whether Africa or South America, you're going to make sure you have a wall, a fortress around you to make sure no one take you out of that, if that's the case.
No, dude, there's some fucking...
I feel like South America is in greater turmoil these days.
There's some, like, warlord shit happening in those countries, dude. They'll fucking just, they'll just take you over. If you're the president, you just wake up and there's a fucking dude with a lion head on his head.
What's the point? What's the motivation to be president in those countries?
Nothing, dude. This is why those countries are shit. No offense to Africa. I'm not saying like Africans are shit. I'm just saying, you know, you're not going to move to Africa. It's not a good fucking place. Let's get real.
They got some good places.
No.
What's the point in wanting to be president if you already have a huge dick?
Yeah, dude, you are president of your pants.
Yes.
Coming to America 3 is hilarious. Jermaine wakes up with a machine gun in his face.
Yeah, doggy. I'll tell you right now, nobody wants to live in it. You think there's nice places to live in Africa? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
What's a nice place to live in Africa, Shannon?
Morocco.
I bet you it's some fucking...
Morocco.
Morocco's in Africa?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, edit this. Edit that all out. Morocco sounds incredible. Dude, Morocco sounds like a fucking nice place to be. Just drink some coffee, just fucking... I don't even know. By the way, Morocco, you hear about Morocco, I don't even fucking know... What it would be. I have no idea what Morocco would be like.
Sounds nice, though.
Costa Rica is not in Africa.
Seychelles Island?
Seashells?
Seashells?
What? What are you saying?
Seychelles. I said that correctly.
Seychelles. I don't even know what that is.
Are you on medication? You never heard of Seychelles?
No.
Which one?
I don't think I've ever heard of Seychelles.
Seychelles Island.
Yeah, it's not too far from...
What's the best place to live in Africa, Shannon? Maybe we'll move the podcast
to Africa. Madagascar is cool.
It's not far from Madagascar.
Okay.
You've only seen the cartoon.
I know. I'm like, that's basic. Talking zebras. And
she's like, Ray Romano does the voice of an elephant.
Chris Rock's in it.
I found Seychelles Island.
What? Oh, this is Africa?
Yeah, beautiful. Motherfucker.
No way. Everyone's got AIDS. No way. That's Africa.
There are a lot of beautiful countries in that.
No, that's Wakanda. I saw the movie.
That looks great.
That is incredible.
I did shows there.
Really?
Yep.
That looks amazing.
I did like 4 shows there.
How was the crowds?
Crowds fucking amazing.
That's awesome.
We'll sell seashells by the Seychelles. Will Sylvan sells seashells by the
Seychelles. Yeah, I don't think girls care about big dicks. I think men care about big dicks.
That is the most big dick statement you could have made.
It's like when rich people say that money doesn't matter.
Yes.
They say that a lot.
Yeah, right?
It's yeah.
Like, yeah, I know. And they said you can't. You, and you fucking asshole.
It was a rich person that came up, money can't buy everything, right?
Money can't buy
happiness.
A poor
person didn't say that, right?
A poor person's like, money can buy happiness.
Yeah.
Money buy. I'll tell you right now, dude, I'm way happier now that I don't have to worry about rent. Just, it was that. Mm-hmm. I had to go, like, the hump of just worrying about rent every month. Now I haven't thought about rent in a few years.
Yeah.
And it is like real, like it's just automatically paid. That's wild. Like that alone, the stress of that. Because once a month or about a week before rent was due for my entire life, my entire adult life, it was just massive
hanging
anxiety.
Over your head.
Yeah. Massive anxiety. Yeah. And then it's going to be late. And then I'm 2 weeks late on the rent. And then by the time that comes, now I'm a month late. Now
that
anxiety.
What happened? What did you do with your landlord? Something happened?
I killed my landlord. So now I don't have to worry
assassinated
about rent.
Him.
I gouged his eye out and broke his forearm.
Oh, you let him fuck in your ass. Hey, back then, would you let get fucking ass?
Well, this is a Christian conservative podcast. We don't talk about shit like that. Like gay shit. I might have let my landlord fuck me in the ass to save $800. Yes, Will. I might have.
And that was a week ago.
$800.
That was how much my rent was.
Well, you lived in South Jersey. That's cheap.
No, my rent was for years. $800. That was what
in
I was
in New York.
That's what I was always looking for. Is $800. That was the number.
It's a good number.
That was the number.
Workable.
So that's it. So once
I moved here in 2001.
So once you rent is paid, you're good.
That's it. As soon as I stop worrying about rent, I'm just saying that's a good like metric of stress to just be gone. Like to not worry about, or just your bills, like in general. Like I don't worry about like my bills. And that, it's not saying that money buys you happiness. I'm just saying that the lack of money is such a big stressor that it will, or is money doesn't buy happiness. A lack of money makes you unhappy. Simple as that. I don't give a fuck who you are. I've never seen a happy homeless person. I've never seen a person just covered in his own shit being like, this rules, you know? It sucks. It fucking blows.
So then why rich people either commit suicide or unhappy?
Because it doesn't necessarily buy you happiness. I love that phrase, you know, wherever you go, there you are. Right, so you're still there. You're still fucked up. Even if you like your worst day is still your worst day. Your worst problem is still your worst problem. But the problem is not having a lack of money. It's like it's a negative through line that touches every single good and bad thing in your life. It's even if you're in a relationship, dude. You're in a new relationship. You meet this hot chick. You fucking think she's the coolest chick in the world. You want to take her out to like a nice meal. And you're like, dude, I don't have the fucking money.
Listen, why do you think I broke up with him? Couldn't
ever,
take me to Olive Garden.
On a date where, and you didn't have enough money, and you watching what she orders.
Oh yeah,
and,
yeah.
And you're like, oh, I can't.
Oh, you're gonna get the steak.
What are you gonna get? I'm good. I already ate.
Yeah. I'm just gonna have a water.
Your stomach some
is
rice.
Your stomach is pounding.
I think rich people being not happy, you're probably happier if you grew up not rich than you get money. You're more grateful.
Oh, 100%.
But kids of rich people are the saddest motherfuckers I ever met in my life.
Yeah, because they don't even know where to find their happiness.
Yeah.
There's nothing like...
They're like, nothing's challenging.
Yeah. We were talking the other day, you were talking about going out, just being broke and taking a chick on a date, and like not having the money to send her in an Uber home. You gotta fucking take the train with her an asshole.
Yeah. I took this girl, instead of putting in a car, I just took the train with her to make sure she's safe. And she lived way out in Long Island.
What?
And then we got to her house like 2:00 or something. And then I had to wait for the next train, was at 5:00 in Long Island.
That can your dick suck.
So I was just in the subway, you know, we didn't fuck. We were not, you know. Nothing. I
would literally say to her, I was like, I will take you home, but you have to fuck me. And then we're going to figure out exactly where her head's at.
Yeah.
And then she says no.
get the fuck on the train, bitch.
Enjoy the ride.
I made the right choice.
When she say yes, and then you take her home, and she said, nah, I don't feel like it.
What year is this? You have to... Rape, yeah. The definition, it's changed year by year.
Yeah, no.
Rape! See you guys in Bohemia.
Patrice has a joke. He says, I like to fuck girls so I could jerk off good later.
Yeah.
I know I hacked it up, but.
No, I know what it is. So, yeah, it's great.
Chris from Brooklyn on High Side, he had a great story that he was in an Uber pool a few years ago, and they stopped outside the Marcy Projects, and this girl, and it's like 3 a.m, and this girl gets in the car, and she'd very obviously just been fucked, and she's on the phone, and she sits in the car and doesn't notice he's in it with him, and she turns around and screams, and she's like, what are you doing in the car? He's like, this is an Uber pool. She goes, he bought me a pool?
Oh my God.
And he said that the look in this girl's face when she realized she was Uber pool pussy and not Uber pussy.
She probably wanted to pull the cum right out. That is awful.
She want
to
pull the cum. Oh, man. He
punched herself in the stomach.
He fucked the raw, too. And she just sitting there with semen up in her.
Yeah.
You know what I've done before that? I've gotten chicks Ubers. And then I see what they do is they match me with just a little fucking little, just a little like, it very rarely happens. Mm-hmm. But this will happen at one point if you're single and you get a chick in Uber.
Scam that coos.
This is a solid fucking move. Once in a while, you'll get her an Uber and they will send her like an SUV, like what would be an Uber Black, but it just, mm-hmm. they make themselves, yeah. Ubers will make themselves available for Uber Black or Uber, you know, regular Uber as well, mm-hmm. like an Uber Black, because they're trying to make as much money as possible. So essentially, if they send like a nice, like, you know, Lincoln or Tempra or something like that, I was like, and you see that, you're like, I ordered you an Uber Black. And you pretend that you spent more money, even though you didn't. Solid little scam right there. Hell yeah.
What does that do?
Then she's like, oh my God.
It makes
you, yeah, but you already got, if you already got the pussy, where's the motivation to still continue this,
this
Bruce Wayne lifestyle?
You are trying to angle for a threesome later in life with her. You got to be a baller, Will. Come on. Bitches like ballers. Fact. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Do they?
They do.
Mm-hmm.
Maddie?
Always angling for the threesome.
You had a threesome before?
No.
Never?
I'm pretty crude.
Always. You ever had a threesome?
I thought you said, no, I'm pretty. I don't need to do that for a man to make him happy.
I wish.
Zach, you had a threesome? You did?
Zach's been in every corner.
Of course. Who hasn't had a threesome, Will?
Me?
You've never had a threesome?
Never had a threesome.
You a girl and your giant dick is a threesome.
I haven't either.
Yeah, but that makes it, girl, I shouldn't say for, I guess for girls. You're also like, Maddie's a nerdy chick. She's like, she's on fucking.
I was going to say nice girl, but.
She's on Wildin' Out. Like, they try to whore her up, and she's like shaking her booty like this. Maddie's a nice girl. She's a nice girl. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, you got big booty?
Dude, they whore her up on the show. You ever see Maddie on the show? First of all, Maddie.
Yeah, it's like dance moms.
Yeah, dude, Maddie's fucking. Maddie is
toddlers
hot.
And tiaras.
Maddie, you are hot and you are funny, but what they do with you on the show, they really pull up Maddie on Wildin' Out, dude.
Yeah, there's just
and
a lot of makeup.
They turn her into a booty hoe. A booty hoe, dude. She comes out. She's like, "Hey, y'all,
what's the difference between a booty hoe and a regular hoe?"
I don't know, dude.
The booty.
She's just fucking. They really
just pull it up.
She's like, they dress her like a Puerto Rican. They really do.
What else are they gonna do? They can't put no makeup because all the other girls have so much.
Yeah,
they don't look that bad.
It looks like you're about to fight another girl right there in a schoolyard.
Oh, don't pull that one up.
Don't pull this one up. Stop.
Wait, why?
Because it's not funny.
Oh, all right. There we go. No, it was great, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
This season was more, they did like a lot of crazy stuff.
A lot of crazy stuff.
With yeah.
You. Nick Cannon's still on, right? Because he almost got ousted.
He got ousted and then they hired him back.
How did that happen? That's like,
Oh, that's right. You were on the show when that all happened. Yeah. We were like, fuck Nick Cannon, shut the fuck up.
I was like, dude, it's the middle of the quarantine. It was a pandemic. And I was like, well, at least I'm on TV. And then in the middle of the night, I got a Viacom email that was like, yeah, the show might be off. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, my God.
I got to make a TikTok now?
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Who else does that happen to when they get fired and they get rehired? The guy from Apple that died.
Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs got fired and he got rehired.
He's my Steve Jobs. Nick Cannon's the Steve Jobs of Viacom.
Yeah.
Chris Hardwick uncanceled himself by just weathering the storm.
Who's Aziz, right? Wasn't Aziz taken off that show? Or
yeah, but
did they take him off?
But that's different because getting fired from a job and getting rehired from the same job versus getting canceled, uncanceled.
Yeah.
James Gunn got fired from Guardians 3 rehired.
James Gunn. Getting rehired, that's a baller move.
It's a big baller move. Because now you got to walk in, motherfucker, you try to get rid of me, bitches.
I can do anything. You just fucking knock the papers off.
Steve Jobs was the biggest one because they really let him go. When he came back, he made Apple way bigger. They're like, oh, we saw you. he could do no wrong after that.
Lewis, would you be mad if I talked about what the Steve Jobs move you pulled when we pulled into that fucking rest area?
Well, I don't remember what I did.
We're driving home from the Comedy Connection. We hit like a gas station. Lewis walked in. They had no food, no drinks. Lewis comes out furious. And we went to like three different places. By the time we got to the third rest stop, and this is just a combination of annoyed Lewis and how Lewis lives his life, Lewis just pulls into a handicap spot, parks, leaves me in the car.
Yeah.
So it's just, they're like, oh, there's a retard in there. Yeah. Goes in, comes back out with just two hands full of snacks. And he goes, Starbucks was closed.
I stole.
Oh shit!
So it was like a Starbucks like kiosk, and they roped it off, and there was no snacks. So I just walked in and I stole. This is a month ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That was a very Steve Jobs like. Because you said
Steve Jobs would always park in handicapped spots.
Oh, I didn't know. Oh,
he'd just pay the ticket.
Why?
He didn't give a fuck.
He didn't have plates on his car. He didn't have plates on his car. He didn't like the way it looked. He felt that it ruined the aesthetic of his car, so he wouldn't have his license plates, and he would just get pulled over all the time and just pay the ticket.
Also, he didn't pay child support.
Really?
No, he did. He paid what the state mandated him to in California at the time when he was already a billionaire. Yeah. He was paying like $280 a month in child support while his daughter's mother was on welfare, working two jobs, living in a cockroach-infested apartment. Real ass fucking dude. He's a real ass dude. He's got bad. He's not perfect. He's not perfect, and I do not condone the way that he treated his young daughter. But to be honest with you, she ended up being okay. Yeah. I know a lot about Steve Jobs. That's like
I'm fascinated by him. Good.
You ever read his book?
No.
So good.
Yeah.
So good. Well, yeah. Let's get the audio book. It's really good though. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Steve Jobs. And yeah, you're right. They did. They didn't just hire him back. I mean, they came and they made him the CEO of the company after they ousted him and after they sort of took it away from him. Then they tanked the company while he went and fucking started all these other projects. And then they were like, no, we need him. And then he came back and fucking made it bigger and better than ever.
Dude, Apple computers were a fucking joke for a while. Joke. I can't remember what we were. A show, it was either a TV show or a movie where they literally made fun of somebody. They're like, Apple, what the hell is that?
What are you, gay?
And yeah, it was like, and then it was just a few, it was before, I feel like Apple came back hard when they came out with those multicolored iMacs. Yes. Remember the rain, they had them, I remember every desk had them on Drew Carey.
Yeah.
And that's when Apple was like, oh, we're way cooler.
Well, what saved them? The
iPod.
The iPod is iPod. iPod is what.
I remember that's when they came back.
Yes. No. The iMac was massive and that was a thing. But the iPod is what fucking revolutionized everything. But they're a great company and they constantly reinvent themselves and they're constantly doing great things. But since Steve Jobs has died, they haven't really done anything revolutionary.
So it was all Steve Jobs.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Basically. There's nothing. I mean, like the iPad. What's funny is little known tidbit. The iPad was actually already in development before they came up with the iPhone, and the technology iPod for like the touch technology they use for the iPhone, and they pushed the iPhone first. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I don't want to make this a fucking
tech talk
fucking nerd Steve Jobs podcast. But yeah, you guys, if you haven't read the Steve Jobs biography or seen the documentary,
we were talking about people that got fired. Nick Cannon started all this shit.
Yeah, Nick Cannon, yeah.
Well, Maddie's booty started.
Maddie's booty did start it all.
Big booty.
Big booty. Big. Yo, I like it.
Yeah.
All right, guys, let's take a quick moment and thank YoDelta.com for supporting today's show. YoDelta is awesome, okay? They make incredible Delta 8 THC, vapes, and gummies. Zach, we talked a lot of shit for probably 3 months about how much we enjoyed YoDelta, and we were just lying.
Oh, we were giggling like children the second the ad was done.
Yeah, we're like, what idiots? I don't even smoke YoDelta. What the fuck is that? I had no idea. And then what happened was I ran out of weed one day, and then holy shit, guess what? I was desperate. I needed something, and I had a YoDelta vape pen. I was like, let me give it a fucking try, and I got blazed out of my mind. I don't know if it's because of different like chemical composition or whatever it is. It got me higher than normal weed gets me.
It's absolutely phenomenal. They sent us vapes. They sent us gummies. I take gummies a lot, and I really thought they were going to be bullshit. I took three. I had a panic attack in the car.
Yes, dude. If you're over the age of 21 years old and you're in the majority of states where this is legal, you can have it shipped directly to your door at a discount. It's already really cheap. It's already cheaper than regular weed. But if you guys use the promo code GAS, you're going to save 25% off. Go to YoDelta.com. That's YoDelta.com. Use that promo code GAS. Save 25% and get stoned. Okay. Where were we? Let's.
Are you a redhead?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say big redhead booty.
I don't know what's going on, but I think there's a connection happening.
I feel
right
a connection.
Now. There's a real connection happening right now.
You should have a black eye.
Not, I'm about to get crabs. Not,
I'm about to get lice.
9.5
White people
actually,
have lice,
yeah,
right?
White people have lice.
9.5 inches is probably too much, Matt.
That's
right?
A lot. That's going to come out my mouth.
It's too much, Will.
Yeah, I had one girl told me one time, right? She said she got mad at me, and she just said, that's fucked up. I gave you all my pussy, and this how you gonna treat me? So when she said, I was like naive to sex and stuff, and yeah. She said all her pussy. You could have held back. Like I didn't know what that meant. Like you, I gave you all my pussy, motherfucker. So I just thought girls are not giving all their pussy to.
I don't think girls have a choice.
Sounds like a last resort thing you say in a fight.
Yeah. It wasn't the right words.
She could have said, "I have a little." Can another
Natalie?
Girl.
Do you give all your pussy when you're hooking up with them? I mean, I don't know what you should.
I'm just finding out that it's an option not to.
It's if I knew
there's like
you
secret
could put
chambers.
Part of it behind a paywall. I would have done that.
Oh, you have chambers like ducks. Yeah.
Yeah, chambers.
Yeah, I didn't realize that either. I just usually.
You probably tore her apart. That's why she said that.
No, we. Because I wouldn't treat it to some restaurant she wanted to go to.
Oh.
What's the... let's get crude. Natalie, what is the biggest penis you've ever been with? Because and we know that you're with a woman now, and you're fucking... You're being all binary and whatever. But whatever...
Non-binary.
I'm electing not to share that.
I respect that.
This is not a democracy. There's no election. There's no electoral college. This is a fucking... what's the other thing? Dictatorship? Yep. It's a dictatorship.
No pun intended.
Yeah, exactly. Dick, D-I-C-K, Dick. It's a new segment on the show. Ha! See his thing. Natalie can't avoid a solid bit and a solid segment. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Lewis, the Dictator. Do. So, Natalie, we're playing this new game. What's the biggest dick you've ever been with?
I would prefer not to share that.
It's either.
Papa's doing an impression of it right now. Look.
By the way, that might mean enormous.
Yeah, I bet it's massive.
Oh, it's
that's why she went all fucking non-binary.
In between the measurements given on the show. How about that?
Oh,
between 3.98 inches and 9.5 inches.
It's a pretty big range.
Yeah,
I don't think size really matters to women. Women, I think guys make a big deal out of it. But
no, some women like a. Big.
Some women, I think most women don't want a massive dick. I think it'll hurt most women.
Yeah.
But I think some women, once they
are
fucking.
Whores.
Yeah, some women are pigs.
Women
yeah.
Want big cocks. I think it's also more mental. Seeing a man with a little tiny, you're like, oh boy.
Yeah.
I can't.
But you can.
Because there's no way he pulls it out with any confidence. Like, no, you know, for like,
how you
he,
pull it out.
He has a disclaimer.
If you got,
he's
a,
like,
if you
I
got
want,
one
you
inch, how you pull it out?
I mean, they probably do disclaim it, right? So, have you ever had a man with a dick so small that he disclaimed it?
No, I haven't had a.
What's the smallest you had?
Smallest was probably 4 inches, high school guy.
Damn. It's a goddamn nightmare. Because I know my dick isn't even 6 inches, and my dick's fine. But I know
that it, what, dude, for 4 inches, you have to fucking, every time you pull your dick out, how do you even get hard?
Well, first of all,
I would get in my head, every time my dick came out, it would just fucking.
First of all, you have to be really nice. You have to clean up the place. You have to buy her, get her flowers, do all these things. And be like, hey, I got some sad news. But you got me this. You got me a fur coat and a diamond ring. Like what?
Well, you thought it was a diamond ring. This is my dick in this box.
It's a little tiny diamond.
Oh, I'm sorry. You thought this was a diamond ring? Yeah, I mean, like, because I used to be like self conscious about my unhard dick. Like, I wouldn't let a chick see my unhard dick. To.
I'm still.
I'm just not. I'm old enough now. I'm just an old man now. I just don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just have a lot more insecurity, I guess. Yeah.
I will say a small hard dick, when it's soft, literally looks like a fucking thimble.
Yeah, like nothing.
It's horrifying, actually.
Shannon, what's the smallest dick you've ever been with?
It was really small because the guy was big, like, I don't know, it was like 6'3", like he was a big guy, and it was, I mean, I would say under 4 inches.
May I ask a question, Shannon?
Yeah.
Why would you tell anybody that story about Zach? You promised you wouldn't.
Could he have been on a substance?
No, not this one.
Okay.
It's hard when they're tall, too, and it's disproportionate.
Yes.
Are you serious? I thought tall don't mean... big?
It looks not smaller. Because
see, well, you're a small frame guy and you have that massive cock. You are, it's like ideal, dude. You rule.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. Your abs and a huge dick. And crabs and AIDS. But you know, you can't have it all. So Shannon, and so did he disclaim it?
No, and it's like, while I would say I wish he would have, but like, how do you do that? So I understand him trying to
You joke about it constantly for your entire career.
Fair. No, I found out because I just like, I felt it before, like I felt it with my hand before I saw it, and I was just
oh,
like.
Oh, he has a pack of certs.
I was just like, oh. Like, it's disappointing. Oh, it's
pathetic.
Sometimes they try to hide it. They'll like turn the lights off and just like put it in you real quick, and you're like, what's going on up there?
That's a crime.
That's a. Oh, wait a second. I was blackout.
They turned the lights out with whiskey. Yeah.
Wait, Natalie, you can say the smallest dick, right? Or is this too much? Is this too much to fucking ask, Natalie?
I've only been with one dick. Oh!
That's why, yeah.
It is the one side, it is the biggest and the smallest.
I see.
That's what's up.
When that you get a bigger sample size, you're willing to share.
Okay, see, this is what's going on here. This is wild. I had no idea. Natalie?
I had an idea.
Oh, you did? Did we talk about this already?
No, but I mean...
Do I look like a person who has had a lot of experience?
Yes.
Oh,
if I would guess, I would guess that you are a massive whore. Like, in your regular life, like, just everyone that you...
You're the first person who ever has said that.
I swear to God, the vibe that I got from you was like, this chick loves to suck and fuck. She doesn't care who, she doesn't care when, she doesn't care why.
Okay, my real question is... how bad was this dick that it turned you into this?
Yeah. It was more of a coincidence. Okay.
I think...
there's a coincidence?
Hey.
I think men shame women too much.
And how much... do you think I'm shaming Natalie right
now? No, not you. I'm just talking about for liking dick. Like, I think women should like as much dick, whether it's one dick or 1,000 dicks, and not be... and be okay with it. And society should not freaking... look, give them these bad names, you know, whore, prostitute, slut, whatever.
I think it's getting better.
Yeah, but it's not fast enough.
I feel like it was for a little while. That was the thing, like, you know, anti-slut shaming, like our friends, the guys we fucked, they made a whole podcast about it, right? And it was like, feminism was turning into gals, go out and be fucking hoes, like party, get that dick, ready? And guys, secretly... we're just like, this fucking rules. Like, we acted like we didn't like feminism, but it was a ruse because we understood that this is what these girls wanted. They wanted to fucking, be, you know, they wanted to be beat up a little bit, treat like shit a little bit. Not literally physically beaten up, but they wanted...
they wanted to go through the ringer.
Yeah, you wanted to have that fucking little game. We couldn't let on that we were just like, yes, this fucking rocks. So we were all like, oh, dude, feminism. But we loved what was going on. And then something happened with the Me Too movement where it stopped being girls be sluts and it started being girls, you don't even know. All of these men have been taking advantage of you. You're not even sluts. You don't want to be sluts. These guys are fucking making you into sluts. And you're like, no. They were sluts and it was fucking awesome. Why weren't we all on the same page? We're going towards such a good thing. What happened, Maddie? It's up to you now.
Oh, it's up to me?
You have to save the
women.
Listen,
sluts gonna be sluts.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's about what's on the inside
Matt
of her pussy.
Cum is on the inside.
See, I think you're gonna have a much easier time getting guys to stop calling women sluts and whores before you're ever gonna get women to stop calling other women
women
horrible things.
The women can be.
Look, Gomez, you and I was talking the other day when Gomez thinks like vagina is we have cars, we have buildings.
What motivates us.
Yeah, and I asked you,
my theory. It's Freudian. It's fucking
right. I said, hey, if vagina was free, if you go up to any girl, hey, can we have sex?
Vagina is free, by the way. I want to put that out there.
And she says yes. And there was no working hard for the vagina. Will we have electric cars or iPhones or?
No, the conversation was we were talking about just motivation in general, mm-hmm. right? And it's like, if we're not trying to fuck, if we're not trying to get our dicks wet, I think that we will be less progressive as a society. I think it's the reason that we fucking have gone to the moon, and it's the reason we have the iPhone, it's the reason we have electric cars, it's the reason we have technology, it's the reason we have, it's because guys want to fuck. You know, now I'm saying that women can't do great things, but that's been the past like 20 years that they've been doing shit, right? Like, mm-hmm. we're talking about society for a long, long fucking time. It's guys, they either want to feel great or they want to fuck. And yes, I feel like if women were just sluttier and if everybody could just fuck at free will, that yes, I think people would be less motivated to achieve greatness. I wouldn't fucking shave my balls or fucking buy an Audi. You know, I would just feel like, why would I? Why would I? I just have a big smelly ball sack and I'd have a shitty car because I could just go fuck.
Why you shave your balls?
Because if a girl sucks on my balls, she's going to want some shaving balls. You don't shave your balls well? That's no. why you have crabs. No. Well, we figured it the fuck out.
We figured it. A little problem solving here.
Well, you wouldn't have crabs if you shave them off.
No, he did that show on the beach and they jumped onto his giant cock.
I thought it was a canoe.
Is that true? What Gomez said?
I don't know. I think guys are more motivated by sex than girls are.
Yeah, women, but so much society won't be motivated to create these things.
I do think a lot of motivation comes from like, I'm going to make a lot of money. I'm going to have a hot wife and women on the side.
Yep.
Get my dick wet all the time.
That's 100% where I say a lot of motivation comes from. Yeah. So the good from that, yes, it's guys. That the negative side of that is that guy's maybe a dick to some chicks. Okay. The good that comes from that is we have fucking, we don't need fossil fuels anymore. So you got to fucking give one up, you know? So you got to crack a few fucking eggs to make an omelet, you know?
Right. I think guys like power more than, well, power comes with sex, but guys love power.
I mean, look at, didn't they say Hitler had a micro dick?
Syphilis we learned today.
How small is a micro dick?
Micro penis is like literally like a clit.
How can you get a
micro penis?
How can you get an STD?
I feel like this is not the first time you Zach stands up.
How can you get an STD if you got a micro penis? How can it latch onto the?
Oh, they said Hitler has a micro dick, right?
Yeah.
That's just like something that Jews do to make themselves feel better about all of their family being murdered by him.
Shit. That's really.
How can you get an STD with that?
Can't even put it in.
Oh, that poor guy.
It looks like a milk dud.
Christ.
It looked like a little peanut on.
Yeah.
Right? Look like, hey, you drop a peanut.
It's kind
of cute.
It's like when you ever lick an M&M on one side and then the peanut starts to show.
It's the peanut
I've never licked the coloring off an M&M, Will.
When Will was a kid, they had one M&M ration and you had to make it last.
I did. You just keep licking one side of the M&M and then you lick the skin off and then you lick the chocolate off and then you get to the peanut.
Will's just licking an M&M outside.
A little kid, not even in Haiti, in Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn, yeah. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Wait, is that erect?
It looks like it's growing out of a pussy. Look at it. Look at it. Look at his fupa. His fupa is so.
It looks like a pussy, yeah.
It looked like a big clit.
Is that even a micro penis, though, or is that just an average dick? Am I right, guys? Come on. Would you call it a micro penis, or would you just say that's a dick, if you ask me?
It's a bad angle.
Kind of looks like a dick, dude. I mean, who knows how big that gets once it gets hard?
Right.
So maybe.
I don't think my soft dick is much bigger than an inch.
No, what
do you want me to say here? It's literally like that. It's like a little fucking putter.
Yeah, it sits on my balls like it's taking a nap.
Oh, look at that.
That's
a toe.
What is that?
That's not good.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Why does it have cuts on it?
Because he tried to cut it off because he hates himself.
He tried to cut it and
he thought it would grow back bigger.
Yeah, like a worm.
They're stretching it to get that extra half an inch.
Oh my god!
Wow. Shit. Oh, that's tiny. I don't understand how that is. That's like
maybe the smaller the dick, the more motivation the guy gets.
Look at Jeff Bezos.
Because if my dick was even a quarter centimeter smaller, I'd kill myself. I tell you I give it one quarter centimeter smaller. Yeah, but jump out of a building.
That's the reverse of rich people. Like when rich people lose all their money, they kill themselves. So you already have a big dick. So your dick goes smaller, you kill yourself. Mm. But if you was born with a small dick, your motivation like how can I run this country?
Yeah, I'm gonna prove everyone wrong. Whereas a big dick guy stay in your hometown and work at Sunoco.
Yeah, big dick motherfuckers don't have no motivation. Mm-hmm. Like I ain't got to do nothing.
No, but they
got
to use that dick, dude. It's not like just having a big dick is one thing, but having a big dick and getting that dick sucked is a whole other fucking story, doggy.
Yeah.
How big do you think Jeff Bezos' dick is? Because that guy is addicted to power.
Well, you seen his vodka ship look like a dick.
What looks like? Oh, I know. That's why I think he has a small penis.
You think he has a small penis?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You see his vodka ship? It looked like a penis. Yeah,
I think most rocket ships look like penis.
No. Yeah. This one specifically looked like you saw the head shaft.
Yeah.
The other ones just pointed like this, like a, you know what I'm saying?
It looked just like a penis.
Is there anybody there? Hello?
Okay, yeah.
See,
it's got
look
a head.
At that.
It does look like a Hitachi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's going
out there. It's a joke for the ladies.
What is this, my nightstand? What's going on here?
It's a nice straight dick right there. Nice straight dick. So what's going on, Shannon? Actually, let's talk about this for a second. You guys remember the album Nevermind by Nirvana? Which, by the way, I started watching the Nirvana documentary a couple nights ago on HBO.
Which one?
On HBO.
Soaked in Bleach?
No.
There's like two or three.
No, there's one on HBO right now called... I forget the name of it. Regardless, it was fine. I never really loved Nirvana. I think I appreciate. Go ahead, Shannon.
Montage of Heck.
Yes, that's what it's called. And they do it. There's like a lot of like animated. They take like his journal entries and like his art. They sort of like put together. It's very like artistic the way they did it, and it's kind of cool. But it's very funny to watch that and then watch the Woodstock '99 documentary where they're like this tortured soul and like you know it is just. It's the same white guys that are moshing and jumping off the stage that 5 years later when they turn it into, they're just like, this is awful. Look at all this awful white energy. But then HBO's releasing the same documentary about Nirvana being like, look at these fucking tortured souls. These kids just didn't know where to go or what to do. It's like, well, pick a fucking lane. You know, it is just fucking privileged white kids that are listening to rock music and slamming their bodies into each other, whether they're Nirvana fans or Limp Bizkit fans. You can't categorize Nirvana fans as inherently better than Limp Bizkit fans. They're all just fucking douchebags. Let's get real, okay? But yeah, I guess that album, Nevermind, the baby that was on the cover, the naked baby.
Oh yeah.
Shannon, do not show this. Do not show this. It's a baby's penis. And I wouldn't even have a problem showing...
Another micro penis.
I wouldn't have a problem showing this right now. Looks like Bobby Kelly. I don't have a problem showing this, but the child that's on the album, do you know about this?
He's suing the band.
He's suing the band for child pornography.
I don't know if you heard, but Kurt Cobain is not with us anymore.
Yeah. They're saying that even though a naked picture of a child in the United States is not considered child pornography, the dollar bill... insinuates that his sex work is listed in the lawsuit.
What the fuck?
They're saying the parent of the child never signed the proper release forms, and then they were told there was going to be a sticker placed over the child's penis in record stores.
Oh, and not over the dollar?
No, over the penis. And they're saying, even though they've done tons of interviews in the meantime... saying that like they're proud that they're like this is their legacy. They're on one of the most iconic covers of all time.
Right.
They are now suing, saying
the
that
parent, the
ruined...
whole family is suing, or
no,
the, just
the
kid.
It
the
sounds
saying
like
that
he
it ruined
is...
their life and that they are forever associated with it. Because you know when they walk down the street, people must be like, "Are you the baby from that album
I've
cover?"
Seen
That's
your
what
dick.
I was gonna say.
Yeah, it sounds like he's short on cash.
You know what? I gotta be honest with you.
Good for him. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Dude, he had no fucking say in this. They put a little dick, his little baby dick, on the cover of this album. His parents made money off of it, likely. I'm assuming they sold him the photo, right, and made some cash off of it. He's years later going like, what the fuck is this? I guess it's cool that my legacy is being a naked baby on this album. I have nothing for this. I want a little bit of fucking cash. And the only way to get cash off this right now is to pretend that it's actually torturing me. I say good for him. Scam that fucking Jew, baby boy. Let's go.
I'm fine with it if he only gets Courtney Love's money.
How much money do you think he could get? What's the most thing he could get?
I don't know. What is he suing for? Do we know?
$2.5 million. He's suing
No way he's giving that
much. I was thinking he would get like $1 million.
They're gonna settle out of court. I bet you the estate or whoever's in charge
will just shut him up
for a couple $100,000, and that's all he's looking for.
Either he's gonna kill himself.
How much money does Nirvana has?
What?
Nirvana, how much money do they
have? Well, in that documentary, Chris Novoselic, he's the one in the band being interviewed, mm-hmm. and he's the least famous member, to this day, and he is a beautiful house. Like, his house, you could just tell it's fucking, like...
That doesn't say how much money he has.
You know how I know it's a nice house? Because the inside was shaped like triangles. And he's there's no fucking, like... That's expensive shit. You can't fucking have triangles on the inside of your fucking house. Your roof is triangles? Fuck off, dude. Are you God?
Yeah, they were huge.
Yeah, they're massive.
And they still sell
so
a
they
lot
could, how come they don't give him the $2 million?
Because fuck him. If I'm them, I'm also not going to lay down and let this baby come
baby.
And fuck him.
I'm not going to let this. You can have the dollar.
Fuck off, naked baby. Suck my fucking adult dick.
Yeah, I'm going to throw that dollar at the bottom of a pool.
Yeah, I ain't fucking. Look, if I'm Nirvana, I'm saying fuck you to the baby. I love watching this unfold right now. This is a great battle. Yeah. Naked baby versus Nirvana. I don't know who I want to win, but I like the fact that it's happening.
There are 17 different defendants named in the suit, and he's asking for at least $150,000 from each of them.
Hell yeah. So it's the record label. Yeah. It's all of Nirvana. Courtney Love.
Yeah.
Courtney? Courtney Love. Courtney Love.
How did they do? Did they do a baby audition? How did he get the job? How did that baby get the job?
The other three
baby.
Drowned.
Like, out of how many babies auditioned for this?
So when you asked earlier if casting couches are real, this time.
If I had to guess, they sold them the picture.
Oh.
Do you think that they actually got a naked baby, threw him in a pool with a dollar? Shannon knows. Shannon fucked some roadie that gave her this information.
Reading an article.
Shannon's pulling up fucking information.
I think Shannon, you were grunge, right?
Yeah, I was a big Nirvana fan.
No, she's saying you're grunge.
Wait, how old
you
is
stink,
this? How old is this guy now?
30.
He's 30.
Okay. He needs money.
So people recognize him?
Shannon pulls information like Slumdog Millionaire from like her whoring days. Somebody mentions something, she can go back.
Come Slut Millionaire?
She's getting fucked at a couch and she looks at the Nirvana Rolling Stone article. Go ahead. What Nirvana? Whatever, Shannon. Say what you were going to say.
She's reading it.
So the image was snapped in 1990 at the Pasadena Aquatic Center when he was 4 months old.
Aww.
And it says, according to reports from 2008, that the photographer gave his dad $200 for like a 15-second photo shoot. Ooh. And that they just use that. So that's kind of what they're using against them. But there's nothing in writing.
Was it intended to be the cover of the album always, or did they see that art and go, that would make a great album cover?
That's important, yeah.
It says it generally believed the album cover... I believe it was taken for the purpose of the album cover.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look.
$200?
I think the parents are most at fault. Yeah, take
retarded.
A photo of my newborn baby naked in a pool.
Yeah. Imagine what they would have let him do for $1,000.
I want to see the babies that didn't make the pictures of the babies that didn't make it.
sad babies.
Babies driving.
This is there the guy is. Now.
Yeah,
he also took.
And look, he took the picture at a pool.
He remade it.
Fuck him.
Fuck him.
Without his dick. His dick got smaller.
Where's your dick?
Micro penis.
Hey, y'all, the pool. You know, pool make you, your pools make you.
By the way, from that documentary, I hated Kurt Cobain.
Oh, yeah. Really? He's a moody bitch.
Fucking hand job dickhead. Fucking, like, I knew kids like that. Fucking, like. It was like, from a young age, he was always weird. It's like, yeah, he's a fucking weirdo, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. And he made okay music.
Put him on Adderall. That's what he needs.
That's what happened. What they did, they put him on fucking
And then it's so funny because like they were describing him as like a little kid, and it sounded like my son. They were like, you know, like he's so bright and he loves, like, everyone loves to hide. He just wants to talk to adults at all times. He's very articulate. He has
a lot of different mommy figures. Yes.
But then they start talking about how, like, the father and the stepfather, or what was the stepfather? But they were, like, super abusive to him. I was like, that's what happens. That's what happens.
Yeah.
And then he became a fucking weirdo.
Weirdo, yeah.
What's abusive? Did you get beat when you were little?
No. Oh. I'm white.
Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah.
You, look, Carmen, you got beat?
Yeah. Yeah, I know you did, Will.
I got.
Yeah. You licked too much of the M&M.
You got to share that M&M with your brothers. Greedy.
You licked the wrong side. That's not your side.
That is not your side, Will. Stop licking the Skittles. Yo, those are for Christmas.
Yo, you know, back in the days, white people used to give their babies to be breastfed by black mothers. Right, and black mothers had to keep one titty for her baby,
yeah,
and one titty for the white baby,
like, yeah, water fountains.
They couldn't have a black baby feed off the white titty.
Seems redundant because it's still a black titty.
Yeah, but they don't see, like, they don't think they I want your baby's mouth on my titty, on my on the tit.
If I'm a racist slave owner,
mm-hmm,
hypothetically speaking,
if, yeah,
let's just say. This is a stretch. Let's just say
they're called interns, man.
Let's say I'm a racist slave owner,
right?
I'm not letting my child drink black titty milk.
Yeah, but if you're
just in general, I'm not
letting it for myself.
But do you know why it was happening? Because white women didn't have enough nutrients in their milk, so but the white kids were like dying off or like not growing to be healthy kids. So they was like, oh, why these black kids? Oh, because the black mothers have more nutrients in their
milk.
They
did not have more nutrients in their
milk. Yeah, they did.
No, they were flexing. They were like, feed my baby, slave. That's what was going on, Will. It was do you think that they gave the slaves more nutrients
Who did the research, me or you?
You didn't do the research.
I did. What's your medication?
What research did you do? You've been a comedian for 30 years. There's no research in your life.
Just look it up.
No, there was no nutrient. Listen to me. They were not giving the slaves more nutritious food. The breast milk, it's because the fucking moms, they were like, all right, feed my baby. Take care of my baby. That was just, they were literally.
Or they just wanted to stop breastfeeding early.
These were being used.
Also, when people say.
I'm not saying it's right, Will. I'm just letting you know.
Hold on. To answer your question, right?
I didn't even ask a question.
If you're racist, if you're a racist, whatever, right? Racist people
podcaster.
Still
podcaster. Go ahead.
Racist people still fuck people of color all the time.
Yeah,
all the time
for sure.
So what was that old guy that
I jerk off and I hate myself?
What was that old guy that owned the basketball team? That racist
Sterling.
And then they call him being racist.
Yeah,
like, he can't be racist. He has a black girlfriend or Asian girlfriend. It's like, yeah, but they slave owners used to fuck the slaves all the time. That doesn't mean nothing.
I think that. There's degrees of racism, right? So I think that, no, there are racists out there that are like, I would never fornicate with a person of color because they think that they're like less than, they think they're animals. That's one degree of racism. Then there's another degree of racism, which is like, yeah, I wouldn't fucking marry one, but I'll fuck one. Yeah. And there's another degree of racism where, you know, I think it's just in degrees. Yeah, of course. But I think everyone's on the racist spectrum. Literally every person in the world has some sort of racism and bigotry built inside of them from when they were little kids, just from, you know, we're all very tribal. We stay with our people. I remember in kindergarten, this is 1986, in kindergarten, the first day of school, every kid, they let us pick our own tables, and all the Puerto Rican kids sat together, all the black kids sat together, all the white kids sat together, and it was just natural tribalism that just happened at a very, very young age, and nobody was racist, nobody told them to be that way. It's just, it's very, very natural, and I think it's good as a society that we're trying to eliminate that sort of, like, you know, inherent bigotry, but yeah, I mean, I think you're just talking about degrees.
I think racism. It's also that when there's white guys that's like, hey, everybody, look at my black girlfriend. Aren't I progressive?
Yeah.
That's also kind of a form of racism.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When you want, like, woke points.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Woke people are probably the most blatantly racist people out there because they try to use, like,
we went out for barbecue this weekend.
Yeah, like, like it's a rescue dog. Like, brown people are rescue dogs.
Yeah.
You know, like, look what we did.
Yeah.
So. Is that why they go and buy Chinese babies or black babies?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
For yeah, woke, I think they, yeah. Woke I think they want people to.
It's also
notice.
Like
yeah.
Emotionally, it's easier to hit those babies if you're a white person. So that's what I would think. But all right, we got to run. We're going to wrap this one just on that thought that everyone agrees with. Yes. We're going to wrap up today's show.
I always love being here with this open dialogue.
Look, you guys are the best. Thank you guys for supporting us. We had so many stories that we didn't even get to, Shannon, and fucking fan fiction. Damn it.
What is this?
It's fan fiction.
What's fan fiction?
Are we in this? Did we get booked for something?
Yeah, did we cast this? Is this a casting?
No, we'll do it on the next one. We'll do it on Friday. We got
on the casting couch.
Is it a casting couch?
Do you want me to take my top off or what's going on?
Yes.
Should I take my dick
out? The answer is yes. All right. Thank you guys so much. We'll be back on Friday. Who are the guests on Friday, Shannon?
I only have one confirmed so far. It's Nathan Orton.
Ooh.
I meant who?
He's really good at doing spook shows. I like him.
All right, guys. Yeah, we're out. Peace.
Bye.
That's all, folks.